Joshua, chapter 6. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the sons of Israel, none went out, and none came in. And Yahweh said to Joshua, See, I have given into your hand Jericho and its king, mighty men of valor. And you will circle the city, all the men of war, going about the city once. Thus you will do 6 days. And 7 priests will bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark, and the 7th day you will circle the city 7 times, and the priests will blow the trumpets. And it will be, that, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people will shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests, and said to them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of Yahweh. And they said to the people, Pass on, and circle the city, and let the armed men pass on before the ark of Yahweh. And it was so, that, when Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before Yahweh passed on, and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of Yahweh followed them. And the armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rearward went after the ark, the priests blowing the trumpets as they went. And Joshua commanded the people, saying, You will not shout, nor let your voice be heard, neither will any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then you will shout. So he caused the ark of Yahweh to circle the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp, and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of Yahweh. And the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of Yahweh went on continually, and blew the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, and the rearward came after the ark of Yahweh, the priests blowing the trumpets as they went. And the 2nd day they circled the city once, and returned into the camp, so they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day, that they rose early at the dawning of the day, and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times, only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, Shout, for Yahweh has given you the city. And the city will be devoted, even it and all that is in it, to Yahweh, only Rahab the prostitute will live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers whom we sent. But as for you, only keep yourselves from the devoted thing, or else you will covet and take of the devoted thing, so you would make the camp of Israel accursed, and trouble it. But all the silver, and gold, and vessels of bronze and iron, are holy to Yahweh, they will come into the treasury of Yahweh. So the people shouted, and the priests blew the trumpets, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, that the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they completely destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, both young and old, and ox, and sheep, and donkey, with the edge of the sword. And Joshua said to the 2 men who had spied out the land, Go into the prostitute's house, and bring out from there the woman, and all who she has, as you swore to her. And the young men the spies went in, and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brothers, and all who she had, all her kindred also they brought out, and they set them outside the camp of Israel. And they burned the city with fire, and all that was in it, only the silver, and the gold, and the vessels of bronze and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of Yahweh. But Rahab the prostitute, and her father's household, and all who she had, Joshua saved alive, and she dwelt in the midst of Israel to this day, because she hid the messengers, whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua charged them with an oath at that time, saying, Cursed be the man before Yahweh, that rises up and builds this city Jericho, with the loss of his firstborn he will lay its foundation, and with the loss of his youngest son he will set up the gates of it. So Yahweh was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land.